William, hasn't been a tournament to remember for us. Couldn't get over the line today.
No, it hasn't. And make no excuses for that. We weren't good enough over the 30 odd overs we played or whatever. Wednesday's result was what shot us in the foot, really. I think that obviously you could say what you like about the Weller, but when we have been on the pitch, we haven't been up to scratch. Should that be the full game against Oman, the 8 overs we got in against Bangladesh and the 12 overs today. We weren't the racers for whatever reason. It's hard to put your finger on because I felt we were well prepared coming in and we're doing a lot of good things. But it's easy saying that and doing that before you come to a tournament, and we didn't do that on day one, and that set us back a bit.
Looking at the game today, I suppose one of the few positives we can take from it is the return to form of George Dockerley. It's back to the way we know he can bowl.
Yeah, he bowled very well. Obviously, got a bit of assistance there from the pitch, but he still had to go out there and do it, and he did. So that's been great for ourselves, and also bowling the over in the power play, which is never easy as a spinner with two men out. So he's done a fantastic job. But yeah, as I said, I think we lost it more those last 4 overs of the bat as opposed to anything with the ball.
What do you put that down? They were in a very strong position. Was it the wonder catch left them from Saylor?
It was a great catch. Take nothing away from him. Kevy stuck it clean. It was a great catch. I wouldn't necessarily say that was the turning point. We still needed 8 and over. From then, 8.5 and over, obviously the pitch was tacky, but with 8 wickets in hand and just some smart cricket, I think we could have gotten a lot closer and over the line.
T20's gone now for a few years at least. I think we don't have any fixtures on the horizon, but we have got at least 11 ODIs this year.
Yeah, and that's great. As you said, I don't know when the next T20 fixtures are, but we're looking forward to those one day fixtures as well. It's still a few months away. I think 16th of June is our next game, so building up to that, the lads have to prepare well for those, and because they're games, we have to start winning at home as well. We've got Sri Lanka and Pakistan this year in the four full member teams, if you like, and then we've got potentially more as well throughout the summer. So they're going to be big games for us. It's the format of the game we played reasonably well in, and played very well in at the World Cup, and we've got to now pick ourselves up for those games and continue our form in the 4-day stuff as well.